time to talk Lincoln County Fair, and on the telephone line with me right now, Sharon Idstein's with me. She is a fair board member. Sharon, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
And it's got to be a very, very busy day there at the fairgrounds in Merrill here this morning as things are kicking off. How's everything look out there right now, Sharon?
It's looking good. So we have registered exhibitors are starting to check in this morning. So that's the livestock barn animals this morning, and then the rest of the exhibits in the afternoon. And then judging starts in the afternoon as well at noon in the expo building, and then switched from last year, sheep judging this afternoon at 6 p.m. in the livestock pavilion.
So right now, kind of some hectic stuff going on with all the folks getting registration, paperwork, and settling into their different areas around the fair barns, right?
Correct. So, and then the carnival and Midway will open at 5 p.m., and vendors are starting to open up as well around noon today along the Midway.
So what time can people start getting there? When is it okay to start arriving?
Yep, so we technically the grounds are open now, 10 a.m. or so. But like I said, and you kind of confirmed, exhibitors are kind of moving around, getting checked in. So
right.
Typically we say afternoon today, and the fair officially kicks off at 5 p.m. today.
Okay, good. And so, yeah, we want everybody to get business taken care of so the fun can get going here in full force here real soon. And speaking of fun, this is going to be a fun fair this year, Sharon. I'm seeing some big-name bands coming this year. And so since I've been living here in Lincoln County once again for the last 15 years or so, I've been coming to the fair every year. I got to judge or I got to participate in a butter carving contest a while back.
Okay.
That was kind of fun. That was kind of neat. But just like to come back because I like to eat fair food. I like to see people I haven't seen in a while. And so I think our Lincoln County Fair is one of the best small county fairs here in the state of Wisconsin. I'll bet you would concur with that.
I definitely agree with that, yes.
So some of the things that we're going to see this year at the fair, let's talk about the Midway first because, you know, a lot of us like to go to the fair, just hang out on the Midway. We're not riders so much anymore, but gosh, I just love to see the kids going from ride to ride and having a good time with smiles on their faces. Let's talk about that Midway first. What are people going to see on the Midway?
Absolutely. So we do have a list on our website of the food vendors that will be there. Local vendors, and then we also have the carnival food. So we'll have, you know, staples like the Big Blue food truck with your gyro and loaded baked potatoes. We have our permanent stands where you have the Eagles, Lions, Optimist. So you have your cheese curds at the Optimist, you know, and then you get your steak sandwich and hamburgers and things like that as well. So
I look forward to lemonade.
Yeah, we will definitely have that as well. New this year, we have fire roasted corn from Shuckers. So that is a new one that we brought in this year. A lot of people asked for corn, so that's a big thing that people like at county fairs. So we're glad to bring that this year.
So along with the corn, I got to ask this question, Sharon, next. Along with the corn, I hope there's a big old metal coffee can full of melted butter right next to the where you're going to hand us our butter ears or our corn ears.
I believe so, but I haven't seen the truck yet.
Yeah. Oh, God. That was always one of the best parts of the fair is going there, getting your corn and dipping in that big can of melted butter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Whether it's, you know, savory, sweet, or something to drink, we'll have many, many options available for that.
Now, as far as the rides for the kids, is it going to be the same kind of Midway stuff on as far as the rides go that we've seen in years past? We have something new out there. What do we have for the rides for the kids this year?
Yep, so we have a different carnival this year. We have Mr. Ed's Magical Midways with us this year. So similar rides, but some larger rides. They're going to take up a little bit more space this year. So definitely come out. We'll have, they have a carousel. They are just bringing some different things to the area for us this year.
Cool. It's always nice to see new rides. The old ones that have been there, I know I brought kids there and our kids loved them. And I know that kids look forward to this, but they also like to see some new stuff once in a while too. So that's good. So parents tell the kids there's going to be new rides at the Lincoln County Fair this year. And you know, one of the best parts about the fair, I think, is free admission. There are some fairs in specifically in the area that charge an arm and a leg just to walk onto the grounds. That does not happen at Lincoln County Fair.
Correct. It is free gate admission. If you want to park on the grounds, there is a parking cost. So $5 one entry and $15 for the season. So if you know you're going to be leaving and coming back more than a few times, we'd recommend the season pass. But it's very affordable for families to come, whether or not they want to just come see, you know, the animals, walk around, get some food, or if they want to do the carnival rides portion.
Yeah, even just for a couple, some of the other fairs, it's going to cost you $35 just to walk into the place. And so, in these times, we appreciate the free admission, that's for sure. The other thing about the parking situation at Lincoln County Fair, mm-hmm. Sharon, is whoever's doing that every single year, they do a fantastic job. I mean, those cars are right in line. You're directed. They've always got a lot of people helping us park out there. I hope they're representing a really good charity that money's going to go to.
Yes, so we have the Knights of Columbus helping us again this year. They're really great at the flow that they have is always very very positive, and they know what they're doing. So
yeah, amen to that. They are good at what they do, and so yeah, don't mind supporting that charity at all. Let's talk about some of the entertainment coming this year, and boy, I am seeing some big names. So first of all, it seemed like years past the Lincoln County Fair, as far as the entertainment goes, I wasn't used to seeing some of the big names I'm seeing right now for this year's fair, Sharon. So I'm thinking some folks must have ponied up some cash to sponsor some of these. These are some huge events coming as far as entertainment this year.
Yes. So we had some community feedback on getting some bigger bands. And so we actually have... So in our, I'll be posting later today as well some of the sponsors, because we couldn't run the fair without our sponsors since we are a nonprofit. But yes, for the, especially the glam band, we had a lot of sponsors specifically for them to bring them into town. So people were asking and they supported it, and so we got it rolling.
Boy, this is awesome when the folks speak up and the bosses pay attention and then make it happen. Saturday, August 8th, it's Dark Horse on stage from 1 until 4:30. What do you know about Dark Horse, Sharon?
So I don't know too much, actually, but I do have... Give me one second here.
By the looks of their poster, they're a bunch of rough-looking dudes. They're going to appeal to probably rock and rollers by the looks of the poster.
Yep. So they blend country favorites with rock, pop, and blues, and they're an energetic four or five-piece group that they're just really excited to come on ahead of the glam band and kind of get the crowd going, things like that. So
yeah, Saturday's going to be a great day to enjoy the live music. First of all, it's Dark Horse from 1 till 4:30, then a group called Until Dawn from 5 till 7:30. What do you know about Until Dawn?
Yeah, so they are a duo group, and they deliver more of like classic modern hits. And they'll be, you know, delivering some high energy. They'll do some rock, 80s rock tribute band type of things to lead into glam band.
Yeah, now the headliners brought to you by Crossbridge Community Bank on the Crossbridge Community Bank stage. It's the glam band from 8 o'clock until midnight. Now, here's what I know about the glam band. First of all, the first question I would ask is, I'm looking at their promotional poster. I'm thinking those gotta be wigs.
You know what? I'm not 100% certain, but most likely.
Yeah, more than likely, yeah. But the glam band, they are coming back to Merrill. They were at Gazebo Nights last year. There was not a space of any grass available. I think there were people even standing on the curbs of the street when the glam band did Gazebo Nights. It was packed, and it was a fantastic show. I heard a lot of good stuff about all the fun people had with the glam band. They're going to be able to do it at the fair this year.
Yep. Yes, we're really excited to have them come, and we've seen them perform, and they have larger than life performances. They're really just nonstop fun live music. So hopefully we'll have people come out for that and enjoy the music.
Yeah, they really look the part. They look the part as well on their promotional poster. They look like a mix of Poison, Great White, Motley Crue, that kind of hair metal kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, too. But a lot of entertainment, too, in the tent as well this year. Let's start off with this evening. There's going to be line dancing. Now, boy, that was a big deal back in the day. I'm wondering, is line dancing making a comeback now?
It is. So that's another thing that kind of a few people have said, well, you know, your theme is kicking it up. Why don't you have some line dancing? So we got in touch with some of the local folks that do country style dancing, and this company really is thriving in the area, and people go and pay money to do it. So we have it sponsored so that you don't pay anything to get in to do to participate with the line dancing today and tomorrow.
So do a little boot scoot and boogie in line dancing. There's lessons as well, 6:30 till 9:30 tonight, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So tonight is 6:30 to 9:30. Tomorrow, 5:30 to 7:30 in the entertainment tent.
So you can take some lessons, learn it, and then show off your skills later on, because also tomorrow evening, Bryce Tomaszewski Band, what can you tell us about Bryce?
Yes, so he is a local boy, so he's from Merrill, and he does a lot of music in the La Crosse area, but we're happy to have him back in the area for his band. They came last year and had a really, really good turnout. They're a mix of like country, folk, and rock hits.
Yep.
And so they, you know, hometown boy, and come out and see him.
I remember seeing Bryce last year. Now it's all coming back to me now that I see his picture, too. Yeah, I remember seeing that guy on stage last year. Yeah, he was lighting it up there last year. He's going to be even better this year. On Friday, it's the Scotty River Band. They're about bluegrass, aren't they?
Correct. So they're more of like Americana bluegrass country. And again, they're a local group, and we're really excited to have them as well as a different different band that we haven't seen. So
Scotty River Band kicks it off from 5 till 7:30 Friday evening. Then headliner Brady Lee takes stage from 8 o'clock till 11:30. What do you know about Brady Lee?
Yes, so Brady is originally from Milwaukee, and he's played shows like Summerfest. He's mainly plays in Nashville as well, so he's a Nashville recording artist. And he's got catchy country songs and what he calls Midwest country. He's very high energy, and we're excited to have him on Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, from my experience, this is another level of entertainment this year, Sharon. It's really, really obvious. You guys have really stepped it up a lot when it comes to entertainment.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. And then in the grandstand on Saturday and Sunday, tractor pulls on Saturday. Boy, everybody loves a good tractor pull around here.
Yeah. So we have antique tractor pulls in the morning starting at 9 a.m. It's a free show. So we have, if anybody has any questions on what is going to be shown, our website has that listed as well with the different classes. And, you know, it's going to be loud, so if you have young children, make sure to bring ear protection. That first show starts at 9, and then the modified is at 4 o'clock, and that's a paid show. And we've kept tickets affordable, the same prices as last year. So adults, $10, children 6 to 11, $5, and children 5 and under are free for that modified tractor pull and then demo derby on Sunday.
And tractor pulls at 4 o'clock with military appreciation, where veterans with military ID admitted at half price. Thank you for doing that for our vets.
Yes, absolutely. We support our veterans. And, you know, with America 250 this year, we, you know, continue the tradition of honoring our military members.
Amen to that. Demo derby starts at 1 on Sunday. Now, tell me about, I didn't know that kids got involved in demolition derby.
Yeah, so this is, I believe, the third year that we're going to do like a Power Wheels kids cars.
Okay.
So before the adults start, we get a bunch of kids out there, and they run around and smash into each other, just like the adults do. So we started that. Yeah, I believe this is the third year that the kids are doing it. And we got a lot of positive feedback, so we're bringing it back again. So they only maybe 10, 15 minutes to kind of tool around and each have a balloon on the front and the back of the vehicle. And then once their balloons are popped, they're out. So.
You know, and you said earlier, Sharon, that you can't do all this that you're doing without your sponsors as a nonprofit organization. It's nice to know that we've got a lot of local corporations and businesses here who think highly of this event and want to get behind it and make it even better every year. So can we talk about some of them quick before we let you go?
Sure, absolutely. So our big major sponsors are Incredible Bank, Thoroughgood Weinbrenners, Crossbridge Community Bank, Lincoln Windows, Park City Credit Union, and then Pepsi Mid-Wisconsin Beverage. Those are the overall major sponsors. And then we also have, if I can go through the Glam Band sponsors.
Yes.
So, as I kind of mentioned already, the Crossbridge Community Bank is the entertainment stage sponsor. And then we have three levels of lead guitar, so RTL Electric, Peterson Sand and Gravel, Brickner's, Cordova Insurance, Zeeble's Door Company, Remax, Laura Bladow, McCoy Construction and Forestry, Bremen Merrill Ford, Freemark Innovations, Zastro the Beer Man. And I have the drum level is Jansen Heating and Cooling. And then I also have keyboard level sponsors, which is Blue Sky Photography, Culver's Merrill, Dugout, KB Body Shop, Chad Schmidt Excavating, Circle K, and Tractor Supply.
Thank you to all those sponsors for making this Lincoln County Fair probably one of the best yet.
Well, we appreciate that. And like I mentioned, the website is the best tool or resource that we have that people can go to and kind of look at specifically events, carnival vendors, the fair brochures in there, some frequently asked questions. So that would be where I would send people, and then on Facebook we'll be posting throughout the fair reminders, things like that, of things that are going on.
Sharon, how long have you been a part of the fair board in Lincoln County?
I think I was just asking that. I believe officially about 5-6 years or so.
Why do you keep doing it every year? What is it about this job that keeps you coming back for more every year?
You know what? I really enjoy seeing the kids' faces when they're either doing exhibitors, when they're on the carnival rides, you know, just walking around. Lots of kids come up to me when I'm wearing my shirt and they're asking questions and they're interested in learning more about the fair and why we have it. And I think that's really important, not just for entertainment and bringing things to the community, but also the kids and the next generation being able to experience it and families being able to afford it as well.
Yeah, that's a big thank you to everybody for you doing that, Sharon, and everybody else on the fair board as well. And 4-H is very alive and well here in Lincoln County as of yet, and it's always good seeing all those 4-H projects, too, in the barns there, too. Sharon, anything else you can add about the experience at the Lincoln County Fair this year before I let you get back to work?
Yeah, absolutely. So I just wanted to touch on one more thing. So we do have butter carving again this year.
Oh.
And that will be on Friday and Saturday at 3:30 in the family tent. And that is moved just a little bit this year, so it's more in front of the barn. But it'll be marked clearly on there for family tent, and that'll be just a really good you can come and just watch. Butter is supplied by Grassland Dairy Products for us to do that. So we're really excited to have that back again. A lot of people start requesting to be on next year's this year. So.
Well, it sounds like a good time again this year, Sharon, and I know I'll be there. I will eat more than my share of cheese curds and lemonade. I promise you that.
Well, we're glad to have you, and we hope the rest of the community will come out as well. And just remember that free gate admission, so you can walk in and just enjoy things. And if whatever you want to experience, you can pay for, or you can just kind of walk around and experience and see everything that we have going on.
And I hope that never changes, because people not going to a fair because it costs money just to get in and all they want to do is walk around and see a bunch of happy going on. I'm so happy that this is still a free admission fair, Sharon. So thank you very much for that from all of us out here.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate being able to share our fair with the listeners, and we hope that people come down and get to experience it as well.
If I see you this weekend, Sharon, I'm going to stop by and say hi, and thanks for talking to us on the radio today.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's Sharon Edstein, the board, one of the board members from the Lincoln County Fair. Thank you to all the board members who volunteer to do this and bring us this fair every single year, not just Sharon, but everybody else involved. And again, thank you to all those businesses and corporations who think this is important enough to get behind, because it is important enough to get behind. So thank you to all those sponsors as well.